two other events had occurred. Johnny and Chrissy had a boy born to them. Timmy, brave Tyler. An absolute carbon copy of Johnny, as everybody swore. And 2 years later, they had a girl, Missy, that everyone affirmed was a mirror image of Chrissy. When Timmy was 6, Johnny blew up. Their boy was not getting properly educated. He had uncles by the absolute score. Uncle Colonel Yvonne, Uncle Sir Robert, Uncle Donaldine. And every Scot who had mined or served with Johnny was an uncle. They spoiled the child rotten. They brought him things from all over the world. But were they seeing to it that Timmy was properly educated? No. He did speak several languages after a fashion. Russian, Chinese, Chatoverian, Cyclo, and English. He could do sums in his head when it suited him. And he could drive a teleportation go-kart Angus and Tom Smiley had made for him. But Johnny was faced with the specter of a son who would grow up totally ignorant of the vital things in life. Johnny had made up his mind. Affairs were running fine, handled mostly by others anyway. So he took a few bare necessities, bundled Timmy and Chrissy and Missy and 4 horses into an old Marine attack plane, and flew to southern Colorado. He disconnected the plane's phone and radio and hid the ship in a clump of trees and made camp. For the whole of the next year, rain or shine, Johnny worked on Timmy. Missy was fine, and she helped her mother very well and learned all about real tanning and cooking and things like that. But it was Timmy who got the attention. At first, Johnny had it a little rough, for the boy obviously was getting a delayed start. But after a few months, he saw he was making real progress. The boy learned to track, to spot different animals and their immediate intentions. He learned to round up wild horses and train them, and he didn't need a sissy thing like a saddle. He came right along and was quite cheerful about it. Johnny got him to throw kill clubs with considerable accuracy, and he even nailed a coyote with one. Johnny was just beginning to feel some security about the boy's future and was about to post-graduate him into stalking wolves and then pumas. But on the very first day of this, he heard a plane in the afternoon sky. It wasn't a drone. It was a plane, heading for the plume of smoke that marked their current camp. Johnny and the boy trotted back, Johnny with uneasy forebodings. It was Donaldine and Sir Robert. Timmy sprang at them like a small windstorm, shrieking glad shrieks of welcome.
Oh, Uncle Donaldine! Uncle Robert!
Johnny's manners let Chrissy fix them some supper. They didn't seem to be in any hurry to get on with their business. Evening came, and the two of them and the family sat around the bonfire singing Scottish songs. Then Timmy showed them he hadn't forgotten the Highland fling and danced it for them like Thor had taught him. Finally, when the children and Chrissy had gone to bed, Donaldine made the wholly unnecessary statement.
I suppose you're wondering why we're here.
What's the bad news?
It isn't any bad news,
grumped Sir Robert.
We've been holding 16 universes together like glue. Why should there be any bad news?
It's been a year,
said Donaldine.
You came for something,
said Johnny, suspiciously.
Well, as a matter of fact, come to think of it, we did. A couple of years ago, you made a tour of all the Earth tribes. It's been proposed that you make a tour of the major civilizations of the galaxies. A lot of governments want to bestow honors and estates and medals and things on you because galactic conditions are so prosperous.
It made Johnny very cross.
I told you I was taking a year off. Don't you realize I have family responsibilities? What kind of father would I be to let my son grow up like an educated savage?
He really let them have it. Donaldine heard him out and then laughed.
We thought you'd say that, so we sent Thor instead.
Johnny studied that over. Then he said,
"So if you handled it, why have you come?"
Sir Robert looked at him.
"Your year is up, laddie. Doesn't it ever occur to you that your friends miss you?"